he has at some point in time buried a series of guns on these trails.
They kind of do it a little bit where he's just like, he's traveling in the carriage and he tells them to stop.
Yeah.
And he's like, I buried a, you know, a body right here.
Yeah.
That I wanted to get later. So I think they established the fact that like he knows the area well. So he kind of knows where things are hidden that he hid under the snow. And it works in his favor here. He's like, I have to poop.
That's his plan. So the sheriff gives him his space. And of course, Loco has hidden a rifle of some kind in the snow.
Yeah.
And instead of shooting the sheriff directly, he shoots the ice below the sheriff.
It's like a fucking Looney Tunes cartoon.
Which made me think for the rest of the film. And I was kind of hoping this would happen, but it doesn't.
Yeah, maybe that's why they put that in there. He doesn't shoot him outright just to make you think that like, oh, he's going to come back, right?
That would be the classic Western thing to do. They pretend to kill this guy, but he somehow survives and comes back and kills all the bad guys. But that's not what happens. The sheriff never comes back. He dies in this terrible fashion, and that's just the end of it. Like, there's no satisfying ending for the sheriff, right? He never gets his justice. He never gets what he came out there for.
I'm remembering something. Do you know this movie has a couple alternate endings?
Really?
And there's a happy ending in which, yeah, the sheriff does come back. And he kills Loco.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, it sounds satisfying, but
I like the official ending more. They also had an ambiguous ending.
What happens in the ambiguous ending?
The ending depicts Silence being shot by Loco's henchmen in both of his hands before he can draw his gun. Wounded, he collapses on the ground as Pauline watches in shock. Appearing to show a change of heart, Loco gestures to his men to leave the saloon. As a result, the fates of Silence, Pauline, and the outlaws are left unknown. That's kind of like a very lame ending.
I'm glad they didn't go with that ending. That ending doesn't make any sense. Why would Loco do that?
Exactly. It's just, he was obliged to make a couple endings. Corbucci, I guess. But anyway, before we get to the end, Loco kills him and he's able to swiftly get to town. After having basically killed the sheriff. And yeah, like we said, we maybe think that the sheriff is going to be back, but maybe not. They're back in town, and now Loco and his buddies are like, all right, round up the bandits and let's fucking get Silence.
We gotta murder him.
And there's an attempt made by Polycut and his henchmen
to murder Silencio and also rape Paulina. Another horrific scene. The banker's just the worst person in the world.
Well, and then also, out of nowhere, we get the fucking, background on the banker.
The backstory. I did not expect that.
I kind of forgot about that when I watched it again. I was like, oh, fuck, that's right. He doesn't have, a thumb. And, as he's trying to rape Pauline, you get a flashback of a Silence as an adult killing the bandits that killed his parents. But instead of killing Polycut, who was the guy that was there when his parents got killed, he just shoots his thumb or thumbs off or something like that. And he's like, for shooting off my thumbs, get this. And they burn the fuck out of his hand. They put his hand in hot coals.
What a cringeworthy scene. I mean, just watching him scream in silence and his hand over those hot coals. Oof. Oof.
Yeah. And it's super sad because basically, he's done, right? He's able to overpower the henchmen and they're able to kill him and Polycut before Polycut does anything drastic. But basically, from that point forward, Silence is basically, disabled. He can't shoot a gun.
It is not the direction I expected this film to go in at all. Of course, classic Western. Now you got your good guy, your bad guy. They're going back and forth. And you have that final.
And you know that at the end, they're going to shoot at each other. Yeah, they're going to shoot at each other. They're both the fastest guns in the West. And now you get the scene at the end where they shoot at each other. That scene is kind of here, but it's not really the same at all.
It's a little mind-boggling. And as you have pointed out many times, it's very subversive. Because if there's one thing you know about a Western, is they're going to have that shootout. You may have never seen a Western in your entire life, but you know that they got to have that shootout. And now that his hand is injured, you're like, fuck, how are they... I'm still waiting for the shootout at this point. I'm like, they're going to have the shootout. You can't have a Western and not have a shootout. That's just not possible.
They definitely shoot some things.
Things are definitely shot.
For some reason, Silence, even though he's completely fucked up, he's a man of his word and honor. He goes out to the saloon where all the bandits are. He's outside of the saloon. And once again, just to kind of throw salt in it, once again, these bounty hunters, they don't really care about having a stupid shootout, right? They don't take any risk. There's a guy with a rifle that just shoots his hands, even though his hand is already burned. They're just I'm gonna shoot his hands.
Well, they shot his other hand.
which is insane. You don't really see that in Westerns where someone just kind of like, let's make for sure that he can't shoot his gun. Let's 100% make sure that he can't shoot his gun. And once that happens, you're just like, he's not going to be able to do anything. And yeah, like he just gets domed. He just gets shot at.
Yeah, because one of the big things about pretty much all Westerns is this idea of honor. Both good guys and bad guys, right? There's this certain ethic, there's these moral codes that everyone lives by.
At least in the universe of like Western movies.
Exactly. Even the evilest of men has a one-on-one with the good guy, because that's basically the laws of the land. Like there's certain ways this world works and exists. And so, of course, you expect and you hope and desire almost this one-on-one interaction. And even Loco promises that. That's why Silencio goes out there in the first place. He's like, I'm going to murder all these people if you don't do a classic Western one-on-one with me. And Pauline's like, this is clearly a trap. Like, it's very obvious that this is a trap. He's just going to murder you.
Well, he's the most evil person of all time.
Like, he doesn't give a shit. He has no honor. He has no ethics. But Silencio, he's like, I got to do it. Like, I can't, you know, if I don't go out here, all these people are going to die. And he's a good man at heart. So he goes out there, and as you say,
they just like kick him in the stomach. Like he can't even shoot when he gets there, and he can't even shoot even more like right when he gets there. It's just like, I don't know, there's something like yeah, when he's like looking at his hands and they're all bloody and stuff, like he's just destroyed even before. And it sucks because he's such a badass, you know, and you want him to like kill all these people, but Loco and all his buddies are just willing to do more depraved acts of violence than Silence or any of the other people, innocent people.